so excited to talk about the community garden in Kernville section of Johnstown, Harmony Gardens. And with us to talk about that in her project is Teresa Cunningham. Teresa, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, this is such an awesome thing that you're doing. And I'm sure people would like to know your inspiration, why you started this garden.
Well, I moved to the Kernville area a couple of years ago, and walking around the neighborhood, I noticed the garden is exactly a house down from me, mm-hmm. and I was looking at it, and it was really overgrown. And I was looking at it, I'm like, something's odd here. I went and lifted up some of the overgrownness and seen garden beds, raised garden beds. I'm like, this used to be a garden.
Mm.
So I did some digging, found out, you know, who I needed to speak to about taking over the property as far as clearing it out and getting it ready and everything. And that's what I did. And the woman asked me, would you like to manage it? And I said, yes, I would.
Oh, that's awesome. And Kernville, one of the more historic sections of this area, too. And what I love about this garden, and what I love about our community, is a garden shows a diversity in types of different things that you can grow, kind of different thoughts that you can have there. The similarity between Johnstown and Kernville, with so many different ethnicities and so many different cultures, too. I think there's a real connection there.
Most definitely. I've used the garden to teach people that you can have diversity, but yet you can also have harmony. That's why the name Harmony Garden.
Mm-hmm. Just wonderful. And if people wanted to check it out, I know that it's along Napoleon Street.
It sure is. It's right on the corner of Napoleon and South Street.
And do you have people that volunteer? Do you have people that help you out with maintaining this?
Actually, that's been one of the struggles this past couple of years, is finding community to, you know, neighbors to come in and help. And it's been tough. Mm. What I've done is I've reached out to church groups or businesses to say, hey, can you get a group to come help me? Or group like Goodwill has a youth core group that'll come and work.
Yeah.
My church has been heavily involved in helping keeping it clean and helping me with projects in it. So I'd like to see more community involvement, but, you know, it'll get there.
Yeah, which is why we need to get the word out about this. We're talking to Teresa Cunningham of Harmony Garden in Kernville. So, of course, you're always seeking donations. And I know that going to the Facebook site is one way in which people can reach out to you. And I think they'll see some nice pictures. They'll see some nice information about things that you have, some fundraising sources that you have in the future.
Yes, I do. There's events going on for projects, and it's at the Facebook page. They could see through my Facebook, Teresa L. Face Cunningham, and the garden page is Harmony Gardens at Napoleon and South Street. Either way,
yeah,
you have access to the page.
And of course, cash donations are always helpful too. And of course, you know, as Teresa said, anybody that can volunteer, any kind of community group or so forth. Because for you, I know it's important that neighbors getting to know each other, as you've stated. That's part of what this is all about.
Most definitely. Coming out and meeting new people, making friendships, plus learning from each other. You know, we all have different experiences with gardening and sharing, and it's continuing on to the next generation of,
yeah,
of how to garden.
Yeah, and each of us goes through processes, and I find the outdoors especially gardens, there's just something tranquil. There's something that can be very healing about that. You know, to me, there's just something about a garden that helps you meditate, that helps you take your problems to.
That is very true. One of my purposes for the garden is to offer a place of healing, a place of peace. We're all broken in some sort of way in our lives, or we have been, or going through something. I'm a survivor of human trafficking. And a garden for me is a place of solace, of quiet. It offers me a place to clear my head.
Yeah,
it's outdoors. It's beautiful,
right.
And it just offers so much. From working out, you know, you get a good workout working in the garden, to just sitting and watching nature.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, with the horrible experience that you just mentioned here, you know, that to convey to people out there that are dealing with something, to have a place to go to where you can feel more comfortable, where you could feel at ease. I think this is something that people should try, because perhaps they haven't gone through the hell that you've been through. But, you know, to have a place that can be your go-to place can be very important.
It really is. I'm raising a teenage son alone. So there's times that, you know, we don't see eye to eye, and mm-hmm. I need to step back, and I go to the garden and, you know, weed or mow or something that helps me focus and helps me clear my head so I can think straight.
Right. Absolutely. And again, you know, the fact that this is in Kernville, which means that it is accessible to anybody that's within the listening audience. Is there an open invitation to anybody throughout our community to check this place out?
Anybody's welcome.
Yeah.
This garden is a community garden for a reason.
Teresa Cunningham of Harmony Gardens is our guest right now, and people want to find out more about what you're all about or would like to donate. What would you advise they do?
They can reach out to me on Facebook, Teresa L. Faith Cunningham. Message me. The garden group is private. Mm-hmm. If they can just message me, I'll give them a link to the group. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of events, and there's ways to donate funds, donate your time, materials. And, you know, I just live a house down from the garden.
Yeah.
So I can meet anybody pretty much at any time.
That's awesome. And to me, it's very inspirational that any time that anybody's gone through any kind of difficult situation and wants to improve the community, especially, as you say, neighbor helping neighbor. Please keep doing what you're doing. I think this is just a, you know, a terrific story, and we need more positivity in our world.
Yes, sir, we do. And this garden is growing. I have projects to put more beds in and just keep it growing and use every available space for community beauty, community food.
Great community resource we have with Harmony Gardens, the community garden in Kernville section of Johnstown. Teresa Cunningham, thank you so much for your time today. Really enjoyed this conversation with you.
Thank you so much for having me and helping me get this garden out there.